Robert Hitchens was given a direct order by Second Officer Charles Lightoller to go to Lifeboat 6, which was on the port side, on the left side of the ship, and was one of the very first boats to leave Titanic. But really, by the time Robert's lifeboat was being lowered, it was very close to 1 o'clock. The passengers in the lifeboat were amongst some of the wealthiest and most notable of passengers on that ship, of which one was the unsinkable Molly Brown. And Robert was desperately trying to shout to other lifeboats to keep lifeboats that were near to him together. But all they had in their lifeboat was a small lamp. And then they would hear this terrible, terrible, long, moaning, crying of distress from the people drowning from the direction of where Titanic came. And this haunted so many people afterwards. And it was a terrible, terrible sound, and it certainly haunted Robert. What happened here was that around this time, Molly Brown and others in the lifeboat were starting to ask Robert to go back and pick up survivors. But Robert didn't have a compass. The steamer that they'd been heading for had really steamed into the distance and disappeared. Robert was blamed, really, for his actions in the lifeboat. And Molly Brown, being rich and loud and somebody people would listen to, sealed a fate very much for Robert by giving interviews afterwards, saying that he was a coward and bully and horrible and swearing, and others were saying that he drank all the whiskey and took all the blankets. And it was just not true. He did his duty and did the best possible job that he could.
But his life was very troubled after that, wasn't it?
He was at the helm of Titanic, and sailors are incredibly superstitious men, and so he was considered jinxed, really, from that, so no one wanted to sail with him. I do know that he and the other crew members that he was with were treated appallingly by the White Star Line. They were given no clothes, no money. Their contract had ended as soon as Titanic had sank, so they were destitute. They weren't even allowed to send telegrams home to their parents. And then when Robert came back to England, he was put on virtual house arrest because the White Star Line wanted to keep him silent. And very soon after both the inquiries, he was sent just about as far away from his family, which was his wife Florence and two daughters, and his wife had another child on the way. He was sent to South Africa.
Do you think his mind ever got over Titanic sinking and the fact that he probably felt quite responsible?